There's some nasty talk going around, people, about my children. Show's getting real good now. I like it what I'm hearing. Nelson Brother told me, yes, he told me, all my children close. She also told me, stay away, cause it's really unwatchable. Just the other day, I heard some bloggers talking smack. They're saying that all my children suck. They what? The kids are all right. The kids are all right. They just had two new head writers. Surrender. If viewers don't go away. Hey. Dad, people, all my children is hot right now. I love you, Mr. Nelson Bronco, but I'm gonna have to smack you down. You keep talking smack about all my kids. This week on All My Children, due to ABC's budget cuts, Dr. David's budget cuts, dying Ryan is stuck with just a mute orderly, a one-legged nurse, and blind Angie to save him.
Randy is back from her trip, and no one but Frankie seemed to notice that she had even left.
Didn't notice? Did you?
No.
Bring it on, baby. Tad smacks down that bitch Liza for the lying, stinking whore that she is.
Contrary to popular belief, the kids are all right. And I'm not talking about that Julianne Moore movie. All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
He does plot point to plot point to plot point. And he only cares about his dumbass stupid plot that he thinks are so suspenseful and so amazing. And they're boring. They're dumb and stupid. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. It's a plot. It's not a story. It's like, literally, if you looked at the page, it would be like, Jesse's ex-wife, Natalia, comes to town. She has a tumor. The tumor will be back.
They have migraine, baby. Living with a two-timing junkie just scares the heebie-jeebies out of me.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Crystal told David, you're mad. You don't want to see me when I get mad. And then her eyes turned green, and she bulked up like the She-Hulk, and she started destroying the house. And she knocked down the Christmas tree. You didn't see that episode? It was so, I thought she was the She-Hulk. She went,
Grr. Daddy, did you know that Dr. David's a constant penis?
When I tell if it's a better show, watch it.
Bad writing.
I am not immune.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending, sort of, July 30th, 2010.
Soon you're going to be going, and this is the podcast for the year ending 2010.
I know. At the rate we're going, what do we do, one a month? I used to bring this show to y'all every week. Dang, twins will do that to you.
I know. Is anybody even still listening to us?
Are you out there?
Is anybody out there?
Hello?
Hello, is this mic on?
Hello, testing?
I think some people are still listening because the blog is still popping.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I have not been on the blog and I've not been on Facebook lately. I've been trying to catch up on some stuff.
Getting
some shows off that DVR, girl. Ooh, shoot.
Ooh, we got a lot to talk about. Yes, there's a lot of summer programming that's very good.
Yeah. I'm falling behind again. Everything's like piling up and I can't deal with it. But anyway, the most important thing we got to start off talking about is All My Children, because I'm getting, and I mentioned this on my blog, that I,
my man Carlos is sending me some notes. Oh, the magic of technology.
The magic of technology. Who knew?
I took like 4 notes.
And you could read that?
I could read it.
Oh,
but okay. I'm upset because I need the other notes.
That says Mad Men. That doesn't say anything about.
Because we got to talk about Mad Men.
Oh, okay. Well, but first, let me get something off my chest.
Yes.
I gotta say, and I said this in the blog the other day. I finally went on the blog the other day because I was at the clinic, and my boss was gone, so I was free to just be on the computer.
He's working at the clinic.
At
people.
The clinic,
he's
I work.
Not,
I work part.
He's not
I'm
sick.
Not. I'm not sick. I work for a physical therapist part time, and he's away on vacation, so I had the office to myself, and I could get on the blog. So I was blogging, And I'm a little bit peeved.
What are you peeved about, Buffy?
Because I'm still seeing... I won't mention what site, but somebody called all my children unwatchable, and I'm...
You can say it. I'm going to say it.
What?
I love you, Nelson Brocco. If you weren't gay, I would try to have your babies. But here's the thing. I think you're wrong, baby doll.
No, I don't like... I don't look... I look... We, you, and you people who've been with us for
years. We love
Nelson. You know,
we're not. We gotta call it like it is.
Yeah, we, what I'm saying is the people that have been listening to our podcast for years know that if anybody's gonna be honest about all my children, as much as we love it, we are. I mean, during the Dark Reign Pratt years, we even stopped watching because it got so unbearable.
It was unwatchable.
That was unwatchable. And we were tearing it up to the point that even Susan and Elise were like, what's wrong with you two? You can't be like that about all my children. So now the show is in a state that I don't think you people realize All My Children was practically like DOA, like dead on arrival. Like it was on life support. That's how bad All My Children was. And the only person, like Evangeline's mother on One Life to Live, the only person that didn't want to pull the plug was Brian Franz. And
we gotta
now
talk
look
about
at this
Evangeline
show.
My girl, to... My Life to Live.
You didn't like her?
I thought she looked like the linebacker from San Francisco 49ers.
That's my Jada Huber.
She's a man, baby.
That's my Jada Huber from Fresh Prince.
I'm sorry, but
you know who she is, right?
Yes,
she's
I
the
did.
Mother.
And she got fired.
And she was the.
Did she get fired for being too black?
No, I
wasn't
that
her mother?
Know.
No. She was the replacement. Wasn't the first mother much darker? And they fired her for being too black.
No, that's... Supposedly, she's a little crazy. That's what Will Smith said. But
oh,
who's
really?
Will Smith? You know, I don't have no respect for no Will Smith.
Yeah, but they brought back a lighter-skinned woman.
Daphne Maxwell-Reed, I didn't like her either.
She looks like a man.
Well, even on, Kevin Hill, Taye Diggs' show, Kevin Hill.
Yes.
When they did the pilot.
Yes.
When they did the pilot, the little baby that he adopted, his nephew or niece or whatever, was jet black. And then when the show got picked up for a full season... That baby was light as all day. That baby was mocha latte. She looked Latin. She didn't even look black.
That's
I was like,
funny.
That, and people were in an uproar about that.
So wait a minute. The mom, what was her name? The actress's name?
Janet Huber.
Oh, so she played the dad on French.
I hate you. She was fabulous on One Life to Live. And you know, she was on All My Children.
She was?
Yeah, oh. She was.
Who did she play? The butler?
I'm going to slap you. She was.
The orderly?
She was the woman who raised Opal's black son.
Opal had a black son?
Oh my God, where have you.
Was that my donor home?
No, what's his name from 6 Feet Under? The black guy from 6 Feet
oh,
Under.
Oh, yes. Oh,
he's
he was
Tad's
terrible.
Brother.
He is? Really?
He's Tad's half-brother.
That's what he was?
He was Tad's half-black brother.
Oh.
You don't remember that?
I do. He was terrible on All My Children.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, I thought he was awful.
I didn't mind him.
All right, fine.
Anyway.
He was great on 6 Feet Under.
I didn't watch that show.
How?
I was bored. I saw the first episode.
You're
I couldn't
crazy.
Get past it. It was boring.
Oh,
the hell out of
one
me.
Of the most, probably for me, the most brilliant show I've ever seen in my whole life.
Really?
Absolutely.
I couldn't get past the first 15 minutes.
You people write in and tell him he's crazy.
Have you started watching Friday Night Lights? I left you the DVD.
I haven't.
I don't want to hear from you.
It's right on my dresser.
I don't want to hear
it's
from you.
It's in pristine condition.
I gave you the first season.
Are we supposed to be talking about Nelson Brocco dissing
yes.
all my children?
Getting back. Well, you digress.
Listen,
you
people.
Digress. Look.
Go to Nelson Brocco's The Suds Report, TVGuide.ca, TV Guide Canada. He's brilliant. But Nelson, baby, you wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a lot to watch on All My Children.
Yes.
If you're not watching All My Children, you're missing a lot. The writing has gotten better. They're writing
for the
characters.
No. The writing has gotten better. The writing is extraordinary. I'm sorry. Wednesday's episode this week. I can't even talk about it. I get a lump in my throat. It was so brilliant.
It's not just this week. It's been going on for weeks. Like, the stuff has just been... And how hot has Debbie Morgan been looking?
Blind Angie.
Stop calling her Blind Angie.
She's Blind Angie.
She's hot. I'm
sorry.
Looking
great. Is that her normal hair? Because it looks beautiful. The weed is.
I don't know.
If that's.
I don't know
right?
if that's still the weed.
But it still looks good. It's not as ridiculous
see,
as the Annie.
Did you
wig.
See her? How hot she looked in that What If thing with her Jesse and Star from One Life to Live?
I didn't watch that.
I don't watch any of them either because it looks stupid.
But, I didn't see it.
You know why I haven't watched
was
any of them?
Was she their white daughter?
No. You know why I haven't watched any of them? Because some of them look good. but then some of them look like they're not writing for the characters. Like the one with Greenlee meeting Jason Morgan from General Hospital.
I don't know.
She didn't even seem like she was acting like Greenlee. She was like some drunk. She was like some drunk biatch that he's meeting on the airplane. She's like, "Hi, I'm Greenlee's knife." I'm like, "That's not Greenlee."
Can I tell you what I learned?
And then wait, and then Angie and Jesse are fighting in the elevator because Jesse ain't giving Angie enough sex. In front of a teenager star,
disgusting.
That would never happen. And Angie would never do that.
Angie, time out. Angie would never not give Jesse enough sex. We talked about this.
Yes.
That girl's taking care of her man.
Yeah, see, me and Shadow are having a little debate on the blog.
I saw that.
Shadow likes Randy. He thinks Randy's hotter than...
No, he's not saying that. I know what he's saying.
No.
Randy's like a model. She could be a Sports Illustrated, and that's what he's saying.
And I have to tell you, Shadow...
Angie can't be in Sports Illustrated.
I'm with you.
I think Randy is dead.
Yeah.
I think she Angie like she, will take care of you from the bottom. She'll make your toes curl from the bottom of your toes to the top of your head.
Randy would just lie there.
That's it.
She would do nothing.
She would tell you that you were lucky to be
Yeah, she just would lie there. She wouldn't move. She would just like, you'd be doing all the work.
I think she listened to the show. I really do.
Wait. But Debbie Morgan, I mean, this is why I have to bring this up again, Shadow, because you're crazy. Debbie Morgan looks so hot in that What If thing, and she's been looking really hot on My Children these last weeks. That weave is working for me. She looks
sexy. But if Randy was to get naked next to Angie, I understand what Shadow's saying. I just disagree with you. I'm talking in terms of sexual performance. In terms of sexual performance, there's no comparison. Angie is making your toes curl. Randy is doing her hair.
I don't know. I guess to me, bodies... It's not about how physical, like how the body is. It's about the person and the aura. And Randy may have a sexy body, but that ain't gonna do nothing for me.
Well, it would do something for Shadow.
Well, Shadow,
Shadow's all man.
You're alone.
He's not. He got a lot of people to beat. I think she's beautiful. I agree. Randy.
You know what?
She's
overtime, in my catalog every month. Overtime, she's just. Does nothing
because
for
she gets
me.
Dumber and dumber.
Yeah,
so it's
I don't even look at her and see her as pretty anymore. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
What were we talking about? All My Children's Brilliance?
Brilliance.
Well, I gotta find my notes on my phone.
All right. First of all, I mean, we gotta talk about the Tad and Liza stuff. Let's start with the great stuff. How great has Tad and Liza? First of all, Michael Knight, I wish you listened to this podcast because I want to slap you. How dare you say Chuck Pratt gave you some of the best material of your career?
No,
they are giving you the best material of your career now, man. Let me tell you something. You should get nominated and win Best Supporting Actor on a daytime soap next year because your performance, and I don't know, if they keep giving you this kind of stuff for the rest of the year, I would even go Best Actor.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the whole scenario.
Yes.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, we're taping on a Thursday, so we haven't seen the Friday episode.
Yeah, we haven't seen the Friday's episode.
So we're without a Friday ending, as it were. But for me, Wednesday was a Friday-worthy episode. Did you agree?
Yes.
Excellent. Here's what's going on. There's a lot of people in this neighborhood looking at us because we're podcasting from the car. We're always podcasting from the car.
They're looking at two spicks in a car.
I know. This is a very nice brownstones, lush green
trees. They probably think we're casing the place.
The roads are paved. It is beautiful.
They think we're casing the place.
They probably do. They keep like walking by and they're not even shy to look in. Do you know what I did today? I'm going to tell you the truth.
What?
Looked at my balcony. No, I looked at my balcony and I saw some guy drinking from a six pack, drink a bottle of beer, and put it back, and then start the car. I opened my door. I said very respectfully, I said, "Hey, sir, how you doing?" He says, "Oh, hi." And I said, "That's you're not drinking, are you?" And he said, "Oh no." I said, "That's non-alcoholic beer, right? That's Old Duels, right?" And he goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." I said, "Okay, you have a nice day. You be safe." Crazy, right? I got children now. I wasn't going to start yelling at him and being all ghetto and stuff, but I was pissed. I'm pretty sure it was beer.
I don't even want to talk about
that. I'm pretty sure it was beer. I'm pretty sure it was beer.
That pisses me off.
It didn't look, I mean, it could have been in O'Doul's, but I wasn't close enough to see, but that's wrong.
That's the kind of neighborhood. How old was he?
He was probably in his 50s, 60s.
No, it was beer.
It's beer, right?
It's beer. They're old school.
Puerto Rican beer, yeah.
Oh, they're old school. They're old school.
Right in the front seat.
They think they can drink and drive, yeah, and everything's going to be fine. I've been drinking and driving for years.
And you know what sucks is that my street is all kids. They play in the street.
That's sad.
So anyway, all right, I'm sorry. I digress. This is a nice neighborhood. People don't drink beer in the front seat.
No, but that had to do with All My Children. Remember little Laura died like that?
I can't talk about it. I'm going to start to cry. That makes me crazy.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so getting back to Tad and Liza.
Tad and Liza. So this is what happened. I don't really have notes about what happened, but I can tell you what happened.
Go ahead.
Damon goes, am I right?
Yeah.
Damon goes to New York with Kobe. Now, why does he go to New York with Kobe?
Well, first of all, you got to let them know that, first of all, for those of you who don't know, Liza did the most skeeviest thing. She switched out Damon's medication. So Damon's not on his right meds. And that's why he's been acting all crazy again. And I got to tell you, this is a new low for Liza, but then this is Liza.
I agree with you.
This is Liza Kobe.
I agree with you.
And I got to say, as much as I don't like Jamie Lunar and I don't think that she's the greatest, when I close my eyes and I just listen, it's Liza.
I agree with you.
It is Liza. But the dialogue is Liza. Everything is Liza Kobe.
When you hear the dialogue, don't you find yourself putting Marcy Walker's face and seeing if it matches? And you know what? It matches.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, guys. I'm not going to lie. Yes, it would even be more powerful if Marcy was playing the role because, A, she's the original actress. To have her working opposite Debbie and Darnell again and Michael would be great. But at least the character's being written right. So I can stomach Jamie Lunar's performance. I actually do think that her and Michael Knight have chemistry.
Yeah.
So Liza did the skeeviest thing. She try to get her point across and to get Damon out of Kobe's life. And I'm not gonna front. I understand where Liza's coming from. I really do. I think that's what was so brilliant about that fight between Tad and Liza was even though what Liza did was
don't
wrong,
get ahead of Eddie. So.
Okay. So anyway, so Liza did the skeevesy. So this the last couple of weeks, Damon's been acting all crazy, and you know, and Kobe's been going through her old.
She's been
old
a little
thing.
Selfish though, trying to get him to go to New York, where he just got adopted by Tad.
This is why the show is so great.
Yes,
right
I
now,
agree. I agree
because they're writing the characters as real people. When you're Kobe's age, the only thing that matters to you is what you want.
Yes.
And the thing is that Kobe is a needy person. They're finally...
Not the best actress.
I'm going to hit you so hard.
He's so mad at me today.
Brianna Mongrief, when they wrote Kobe as Brianna Mongrief, I got to give Brianna Mongrief one point. One point of credit.
She could act?
No.
She couldn't act?
No, she could not. But when they wrote her Kobe was written very one-dimensional.
Yes.
This Kobe's being written...
Or at least it was spoken very one-dimensional.
No, it was being written one-dimensional. Her Kobe was like this. Everything was like, hiya, hiya, with a big forehead and a big smile. Even when she was playing...
She was crying.
Yeah,
she was smiling.
She was
smiling. Weird, awkward
she
smile.
She was that weird, awkward smile. And that slouched over thing. That poor girl. We're never going to let her live it down.
Oh, that poor thing.
She's probably working at a Dairy Queen right
poor
now.
Poor Brianna Mongrief and poor Denise Vasey.
Oh, my God.
I hope you... Listen, people. I have a great time doing the show, and I'm always going to be real with y'all, but I really go to bed at night praying that these two women do not listen to this program.
I hope they do.
Oh, anyway, you mean me!
I don't care. Anyway, so getting back to it. So wait, now Kobe's being written with all the back history, you know.
Little and if you spoil start, rich gonna, girl.
No, not spoil, but a think about. Spoiled. But think, like what she told Damon was true this week. Everybody in her life has left her. Liza took her father away from her.
Yes.
She's been faced with disappointment after disappointment, yes. And then she lost her virginity to Sean, who didn't really even give a f about
her. Did she mention that?
I don't know if the writers know that. Because they're making it seem like she lost her virginity to Damon.
I didn't think so.
She didn't lose her virginity to Damon. So. She lost her virginity to...
But hold on. She spiritually lost her virginity to Damon because she loves Damon.
Yes. I mean, I don't think she knew what love was. I mean, I think she thought she loved
Sean.
That
was just sex.
But that was just
she
sex.
She made love
she really,
for the first
she,
time.
I think she really does love Damon.
You make me feel like a virgin.
But.
Touched for the very first time.
Thank you. Poetry by Madonna. Look, I think that the thing with Kobe right now is that she has issues. She's very needy. She's at that age. She's got so much problem. Her father just left her. I don't doubt for one minute that she really feels something for Damon. But realistically, girl, you just met this boy a few months ago.
He's hot.
And he's hot, but he's also a hot mess.
Yeah.
And I agree with Liza. It's like, I wouldn't want my daughter dating him.
Fine. So what does Liza do?
Liza, unfortunately, does things that really are not the right things
we
to do.
We all know, people, that Liza acted drunk and tried to get Damon into bed. And
only because that horrible hookah that she hired to do it backed out at the last minute.
She
decided to take the bullet, take one for the team.
She couldn't leave the address that Liza had written on a business card.
Liza was like, fine, I'll take one for the team myself.
So anyway, so what happened was, and here's the thing, we all know that Jake and Amanda know. And that's the only problem I have with the storylines. Basically, we'll tell you what happened. Basically, what happens is Colby ends up in New York with Damon. She's disappointed by her dad. She and Damon make love. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I almost bought into it. Like, I really liked the lovemaking scenes with Damon and Colby. What did you think?
I liked them.
I liked them. The only thing I didn't like is they made these two teenage whippersnappers do this spooning thing at the very end that seemed awkward and forced. That's what 40-year-olds do on soaps, not teenagers. You know, it's like, it was too awkward. It was too weird. I was like, oh, that's so weird. That's the only thing that pissed me off. And then.
You're a cold one.
And then.
I spooned when I was that age.
No,
I went to
but it was
afterwards.
Weird. It was weird. Like, no, you look at it. You're still kissing. You're still like, I'm getting all excited. You can't make me talk about those years. My teen years was some delicious sex years. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
And if my daughter ever asked me when I, I'm going to tell her when I was 27. What? I've already decided.
And she's gonna go, but mommy, aren't you Puerto Rican?
Oh no. She's half Puerto Rican. I gotta watch out. She's my precious girl. I can't even think about that. That makes me crazy.
Oh my god, girl, you got years before you gotta
she
worry
is
about
hugging.
That.
She hugs so tight, this girl. I am relishing every second of it because in a year or two, she's not going to even want to know about me. Actually, when does that happen? At 9?
You know who you guys are going to be like?
No, 12, 13?
You guys are going to be like, you're going to be like Taya and Daniela. You're going to have that loving relationship.
I love my little girl. I love my little boy. He's so fat. I love it. Oh my God. I got to post new pictures. All right. So then after their lovemaking, there's a knock at the door and they think maybe it's her dad or whatever. And it's Liza and Tad. And what bothered me is, why would they open it? Even if they thought it was Adam,
no,
why would they? No, they said that it could be Adam or whatever. Why would they, like, open the door, like, being in bed and having just had sex? Like, I would have run to the bathroom or something.
No, they also thought it was room service.
But I would have run to the bathroom.
Because Damon made a joke and said, told Colby, he said, put on a shirt so you don't
but
give him a
I would have run to the bathroom.
Girl.
They got caught.
Look, they didn't think it was going to be their parents,
they
girl.
They got caught.
That and happened then, on Good Times.
But they got caught, but that's true. But then the other thing that happened was that Liza bitch, that lying, stinking bitch, told Tad with a straight face that Damon kissed her.
He did.
But she didn't think that he would reveal that she tried to come on him. And then when Damon shows Tad the photos to say, you came on to me and blah, 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 she... Lies, stone face, cold lies.
Yeah, that was classic Liza.
I was pissed.
That was classic Liza. I was shocked. My jaw dropped open.
I was like,
what a biatch. I was like, she is just cold lying to Tad. Like, it was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
That had to be Lorraine's idea.
Well, it was incredible.
That had to be Lorraine's idea. Lorraine had to.
But I love because Lorraine did a really nice job.
Ooh,
because in the day before. Stop it. He's trying to look at men in the dead of night.
And a couple of days,
he's walking his dog.
Oh.
A couple of days ahead of
time.
A couple of days before that, you saw Jake and Amanda consider telling Tad about what they knew about what Liza did to Damon. And they didn't. So, you know, it's very, I just love how she
I hope they follow up on that. Tad finds out that Jake and Amanda
Well,
knew.
The heartbreaking thing. Was that, and I kept, like, I'm watching on Wednesday. The heartbreaking thing is that Tad seems to believe Liza and sort of seems to, and I'm trying to figure out, because I know my Tad is so smart. He can sift through bullcrap.
Well, no.
He started to question.
All
right, go ahead. Then you tell the story.
You jumping the gun. Before Damon showed him the pictures, Tad believed Liza. Because he thought that Damon kissed Liza, and Damon was being very flippant about it. He was being very, very, you know, because he's not on his right meds. So he's back to that, you know, dysfunction thing that he has going. So he was very flippant with Tad.
I thought he stopped taking the meds because they made him feel funny.
No. Liza switched the meds out, remember?
Yeah, but she said to Tad, he stopped taking his medication. And he said, yes.
No, that's, that, oh, did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But anyway, look. The point is, the point is that Tad then, and this is the scene that you told me that you love, because when he was real flippant with Tad, and he's like, oh, it meant nothing.
Oh, I can't.
And Tad, like a lion cub.
Hold on.
Grab them like to the.
We got to do this. We got to do this right.
Okay.
You want to do Tad? You got to do Tad.
No, you do Tad. You do the line. You know the lines.
Oh, my God.
You know the lines pervadive. I just know how to say what
James
he said.
James like, dude, it didn't mean anything to me. It meant nothing, all right? It didn't mean anything to me. And Tad grabs him by the neck. And he says, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, it meant something to me. Something like that, right?
See, and
I can't
then,
even do it a hundredth of good as he does it.
And it was
we talked about it was that, that for like
it was
10
that
minutes.
Moment it was that moment that Tad kind of believed Liza, but then when Damon showed him the picture, and even though Liza lied, that's when Tad began putting two to two. because then that was the big reveal, because then after Damon left, that's when she's alone with Tad, the Tad was just like, yeah, Damon can lie, but
No, time out. You're not telling us right.
What?
What happened was Liza starts getting more and more into the lie. And she starts saying to him, you know, he says, I don't remember you being sober or drunk. You seem stone cold, you know.
No, that's Tad was asking Liza.
Right. Because he said that she didn't seem
drunk. As I'm saying, so Tad from the get-go, the minute
but
Liza...
time out. You're not hearing me. So then Liza says to him, she makes up an excuse, and then she starts talking even more. She starts saying, you know, I didn't want to... He said, you could have told me that Damon was there. And she said, but I didn't want to burden you. I didn't want to upset you. You were so excited. And he goes, wow. He goes, you were really looking out for me. You were taking care of me like you always do. Remember that?
Yeah, but
and
I think
time
he knew-
out. But he was, and she was eating into it. She's like, I always do. And then he got up and he turned around, and that's when he called him a liar.
Yeah, that's when
bitch.
He called her. But that's because I think from the get go, when she first said the lie,
you people write
I
in.
I think that he was beginning
he was
to
acting,
put two and together.
He, my point is I believe that he was acting as if he believed
her,
and then turned around and then stabbed her in the heart.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not what you're saying.
Actually, that is exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that the minute Liza lied to him, he was putting two and two together, and he knew.
But I didn't, as a viewer, know. But he's such a phenomenal actor. I'm searching his face. I was stuck. I was frozen in time.
It's beautiful writing.
Time out. I was frozen in time. I was like literally on the edge of my seat, like not understanding how the writers made the decision to have Tad believe Liza's BS, that he's so much smarter than that, and then all of a sudden... when he turns around and tells her that he knows the truth, I literally threw my arms up like I was at a football game and cheered.
Okay.
For me, it was that suspenseful. For
no,
you,
I, it
you,
wasn't. It wasn't. It was so much that it wasn't that suspenseful. I was enjoying it because I knew what
you
was
knew
happening.
The tattoo,
I knew.
I did it.
I felt,
was buying
I was.
It.
I was like. I was like.
Eliza was so pleased with herself, and I was so pissed.
Yeah, but this is why it was such great
and David
writing.
Was
though.
So hurt, and I was so pissed.
And it was a fabulous scene. And then the argument between Tad and Liza was one for the ages. Michael Knight gave one of the best performances of his career on All My Children. That has to be right up there with all the other stuff that he's done that's brilliant. You know why? Because he's now a man of a certain age. He's so seasoned. And Tad's character has
brilliant.
Come full circle.
Brilliant.
He is no longer Tad the Cat. He has become Joe Martin. He is the father figure. He has these kids to look out for. And he is a different person now than he was then. And I said this in a blog, and I really wish they would let Erica grow up the way they let Tad grow up. It's a shame that the writers will not let Erica evolve the way Tad has evolved. Because I'll tell you, this is a beautiful Tad to watch. Mm-hmm. And the scenes with him and Liza.
And a delicious Damon. I want to make love to him.
And the scenes with him. And
I want to make his toes curl.
You're so silly. And the scenes with him and Liza arguing were brilliantly written. Why? Because both parties were right. You could see where Liza was coming from. And by no means am I excusing what she did. But she brought up a lot of points that, see, Tad was not listening. And she had Tad on a lot of numbers. She called Tad and she said, you're trying to make up for the fact that you feel guilty because you weren't there. And she's right. Tad has been babying Damon. Tad has been. Everybody's told him. Jesse's told him how many. Every time Tad runs to Jesse about trying to get Damon out of a problem, Jesse's like, Tad, you can't keep doing this. This boy's got to pay. He does feel guilty. He has let, like, this kid that he just found So I understood where both of them were coming from, and I thought it was brilliant acting, brilliant writing, phenomenal Emmy material.
I can't wait
Emmy
to see
material.
What happens. I can't wait.
That was a well-written acting.
I had a sex dream about
wait,
Damon.
And just so you guys don't know, the way it ended was Tad told Liza,
on
we're done. He's like, that's the final thing he told her, we are done. But then they found out that the kids have, like, vamoose.
Didn't he say, but hold on, didn't he say something like, you know, you were always a liar, or you always ended up lying. What did he say to that effect?
I forgot what he said exactly, but it was something to the effect that he, this is just who
this
she is.
This is her, yeah.
It kind of
yeah,
like the scorpion. And the, yeah. Remember that story, the scorpion?
Yeah.
It's in her nature.
Oh, yeah.
It's just in her nature.
It's delicious.
So.
I had a sexy dream about Damon. That's all I'm going to say. I didn't want to wake up.
Okay.
I think it's because I took a sleeping pill that night. I've been having to take sleeping pills a little bit. People, if you got a suggestion for a natural sleep aid.
Oh, I do. Valerian root.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah, I take it sometimes.
Because here's my problem. I sleep from about 11 to like 5 or 6.
Valerian root.
And if I'm interrupted, if that sleep is interrupted, I guess, you know, 6-7 hours a night, I get crazy.
It's all natural. It's called valerian
root. Will it help me sleep the whole night through?
Yeah, it's called valerian root. I just told you, girl, take it.
Do you wake up groggy? Because I wake up groggy from the pill I take.
I wouldn't say I wake up groggy, no.
Okay. Valerian root.
There's two versions. There's valerian, and then there's valerian root extract.
What's better?
I would try the valerian first.
Okay.
And then if the valerian, because the valerian root extract knocks you out, girl.
If something bumps in the night, it wakes me up, and then I can't go back to sleep, and then I'm dead for the next day.
Yeah, valerian, it's all natural. You can find it any like, you know, vitamin herb store. So anyway,
I'll go to the fairway. Go ahead.
So then Tad and Liza find out that the kids are gone. So Liza goes to Tad's house thinking that they should team up, and Tad just slams the door on his face.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I mean, their scenes were really vicious.
Intense,
they said some really
vicious.
Horrible things.
I
was like,
it,
don't compare you to me. We're not, but you know, we're not, I'm not a parent like you, the way you're a parent. Like, who was just, so then Damon at this point is ready to vamoose with Kobe to Chicago to visit Adam and then go around the world. And then they had the most intense little scene with Kathy, whatever her name is that we haven't seen in 90 years. She popped out of nowhere and she basically told Damon, remember, you promised you would come in my swim meet, and it was so heartbreaking.
When was
Damon,
that? How did I miss this? I've seen every show.
I don't know where you
when
were.
When did this happen?
It's Wednesday's episode.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, that was at the end, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so Kathy,
yes.
She didn't lay a guilt trip on him, but she met.
Nice white people coming from the beach.
Is that where they're coming from?
I think so. I saw a whole slew of them.
Scary. He looked like Groundskeeper Willie from The Simpsons, except with the red, it's white. Anyway, so Kathy tells Damon this, and Damon realizes that he just can't, like, leave, that he has responsibilities and connections here in this city. So that's the way it ended Wednesday. They weren't on today on Thursday, which bummed me out, but whatever.
But you know what? It means Friday's episode is going to be Annie, Scott, and JR, and it's going to be Damon, Tad, and Liza.
I love that. When it's all about those
storylines,
I'm happy.
I am all over it. Although, I'm going to add one thing.
What?
I'm going to say that I actually enjoyed the Greenlee David storyline, what played out on Wednesday. It finally happened, and it was pretty soapy and pretty delicious.
Yeah.
David finally realized that he is losing Greenlee, and he decided to blackmail her into staying with him.
And again, just like the scorpion, mm-hmm. it's in his nature.
Good. Don't you think that was good soap?
Yeah.
I liked how it ended a lot.
I wish
I didn't know where it was going. I was shocked.
I really wish they would make my Mia Blanco a regular and bring a family on for her.
I think she's a little, I don't know. I'm not into it. Don't slap me!
That is my
don't
favorite actress,
slap
Wanda
me. Don't slap me!
She is amazing.
She's not better than Florencia.
She is just as good as Florencia. You don't know Wanda Jesus.
I guess I don't because I don't think she is. I think she's one little nanny. Oh, he's going to hit me. I'm afraid. I'm not used to be slapped. It's been a long time.
Ever since that Chris Brown situation, I can't hit you
anymore.
Stop
it. Don't say that. All right, fine. I like the Greenlee storyline. I do. Yeah.
I have to say, I'm liking the as hokey and as corny as the Angie storyline is, it's nice that they're finally giving Jesse and Angie something meaty to play.
We're not going to talk about Greenlee and Ryan and Emma.
We just did.
Emma produced real tears. The actress that plays
Emma. Well, because
Emma,
she's an actress, unlike that girl they have playing in New York.
But I got one other complaint, and it's not about her. What? She's wonderful. When is Emma going to hate, freaking despise one of Ryan's girlfriends? I mean, I'm so annoyed
when
by
are they
it. I would think Lorraine would bring something
when
like
this. When are they
going
to age Emma?
You know,
I really think AJ, Emma, and Kathy should be aged.
I don't have a problem with it.
I think they should be aged. I think that there's more storyline potential with them being teenagers. Look at General Hospital and how that worked out for them by aging Sunny's kids. I think it's time. I'm so tired of these kids being little kids.
You know what I'm more tired of?
What?
Ryan swooping women off their feet before he tries to make love to them. Who does that?
Ryan.
He's the only one. He does it to Erica, does it to Greenlee, did it to Madison. It was disgusting and ridiculous.
All right, well, let's...
And then, when he got in the accident, he had that tube sticking out of his head. who was it? Rachel Dratch on Saturday Night Live? Remember when she played that nasty, like, 82 chromosome character, and she had the baby leg sticking out of her head.
No, I never seen that character. No, I was on Saturday Night Live.
That's what Ryan looked like. It just was so awkward, that tube coming out of his head.
Well, getting back to my Angie thing, because I wanted to say something about Angie real quick.
Yes.
Look, it's a storyline that's been done millions of times. It's a little hokey, but Debbie Morgan's turning it out. You know, she's milking this material, making it work, and it's brilliant stuff. I like the fact that Jake has become her confidant and Amanda's getting a little bit jealous. I like that. I think it's cute. I think it's good. So, you know why I like it? Because it's nice that she's turning to a colleague, to somebody that she knows, like a friend. Because the one complaint that I do have about All My Children still is that I would like to see the characters interacting
incestuous
more the way they interact on One Life to Live in General Hospital.
Yeah.
I still feel like these characters are in their own little bubble world.
Absolutely.
Like the fact that,
yeah,
the fact that
used to be better about that.
Frankie and Scott were best friends growing up.
Yeah.
They have not had scenes together since Scott first arrived.
But you know this. I don't feel like people know this over
there. I would like to see that this is a JR should be knowing what's going on in Kobe's life. We should have a scene where Liza maybe is talking to JR and telling JR, I need your help with this Damon situation. You see what I'm saying? Instead of having...
Start from their own little bubble.
We need to have these characters interacting and not be on their own little bubbles, you know?
Right.
I that's my only big complaint about that. And of course, I want more. The other thing too is that you don't watch General, but when I tell them in General Hospital, not only do they have a big cast of regular contract characters, they have a bunch of supporting people,
yes,
that are recurring.
But
they
I
have
don't
a bunch of extras.
That, I got some complaints about it.
And All My Children doesn't have that. All My Children is still bare bones.
And All My Children is very lucky it didn't get canceled, so there's not much to do about that.
Yeah, but if One Night to Live in General Hospital can get that kind of mojo going, I want All My Children to have that. I want to see some fun supporting characters, like what General and One Night to Live have. I want to see some more family members coming back. Where are these Chandlers and Colbys? Chandlers and Cortlands we were promised.
We got to talk about Fat Caleb.
He is not. I'm getting
fat.
Tired of you calling him fat.
I agree with Shadow. He's
no,
fat and
he
slow.
He is a man of a certain age.
He's ridiculous. We talked about him. He does not work. And you know why
he doesn't
work?
What?
Because the actor that plays him can't remember his damn lines. He can't. He's struggling for lines.
Look, Michael Norrie.
He's horrible. He's horrible.
Michael Norrie started on soap operas years ago.
Yeah.
And I think he might have won an Emmy for his portrayal on Essential Tomorrow.
Years ago.
But
it might be time to hang up your acting shoes.
No, I disagree with you. I don't think he's a bad actor. I told you what my problem with him is. I think that
he sucks.
No,
he's awful.
You gonna let me get a word in edgewise?
He's fat.
No, he's stop with the fat thing. Don't stop saying that. It's bad. He is a man of a certain age. I don't like that. I really don't.
I know you don't. That's why I say it.
Anyway,
fatly.
Snatchily.
All right, fine.
I like Snatchily. Anyway, my problem with Mike, what I realized why because I was trying to think of why people aren't gelling with him and liking him, because I do think that the essence of the character is
necessary. I just gave you all the reasons. I won't repeat them.
I think the problem is that he's playing it as an actor. He's playing it very one note. In other words, he's playing, what is it, what is that word, curmudgeon?
Curmudgeonly.
Curmudgeon. You know, like the old curmudgeon kind of guy. He's like, salty, and doesn't like anybody. Salt and, blah, blah. And that's all he's giving us. He's not showing us any glimpses of like a sparkle or a shine that we can say, well, underneath that,
agreed,
there's something alike, you know? Yes. And I think that's the thing. Like, I was thinking, like, I've been saying how Robert Newman would be good as Ross Chandler. Robert Newman would have been better in this role as Caleb.
He was formerly known as Josh of Viva Fame.
He would have been better in this role.
Fantastic! And I love him.
And only because remember, those of you who didn't watch Getting Light, Josh was from down Texas. Like, he was down from down south. So he was a country boy.
So much.
And him and Susan Lucci would have some hot chemistry, boy. I don't know why they feel the need to put Susan Lucci
with
somebody
would have been
like...
good because he would have had a quiet, like, he would have been a quiet Caleb. Like, there would have been so much simmering inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's Michael Norrie's just playing the roughness.
I'm
and he's just playing
Captain.
The... Yeah, he's not.
I have issues.
But there's.
I hate people.
I love the scenes with him and JR. I love when he keeps, you know, getting on JR and calling him like, I'll never sell a company to you, to a Chandler.
You're a spoiled brat, champ.
I like, so there are moments that I like, and the scenes with him and Marissa were good, you know? I mean, it's not that he's horrendous, but I know a lot of you out there like it. But Arizona Girl likes him a lot, and I agree with Arizona Girl. There's things I like about him, too.
I love Arizona Girl.
I live for her. You know what she did? She put it in the blog and she used the word surly in a sentence.
Ooh, delicious.
Talking about Greenlee.
She's very smart. That's
I was like, work. Use those 10 cents words, girl. Live. I was like, she used surly. I haven't heard surly in so long.
She writes the best blogs. We have very intelligent bloggers. Did you notice that?
Yes. We have the best bloggers.
All the writing is so good. It's so thorough and everyone knows so much.
I love our blog.
We have a great
blog. I've been missing us on the blog. I really have.
I haven't been on people in such a long time. I'm so sorry.
Well, you have two babies.
I'm going away again next week with two babies and my man. That's nice.
Good for you. Yeah, good for you.
So, okay. So, we talked about Caleb. And, you know, I think Shadow had a few posts from what I recall that he said it best about Caleb. For me, it's that, you know, we are supposed to believe that a woman like Erica, who's, you know, although I agree with you 100,000% that she needs to grow and become a mature, full-on, you know, woman. She already is. I don't mean it that way. I mean, like, what you said. Like,
yeah.
Emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah.
She needs to really just, let's own it. You know, this is a beautiful age. She's absolutely pristinely beautiful. You know, let's just go there. Let's just be happy with who you are and what you have and settle with a respectful, nice man like Safari Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Safari Jeff. But here's the problem, because Caleb is not, you know, you're supposed to believe that she would be in love with this hot mess. He's a hot mess.
Yeah, see, if he was Robin Newman, I totally believe her leaving Jackson for that.
See, like, if he was
Robin
like...
Robin Newman's a hot piece of ass, still.
If he was Robin Newman and Robin Newman was acting as bad as this Michael Norrie is, I would forgive it, because at least he's delicious to look at. But this guy ain't got nothing.
Let me tell you something. Robin Newman's a man of a certain age, but he's a hot man of a certain age.
Also,
that man still has it going on.
This.
You know, I actually think Robin Newman looks hotter now than he did when he was younger.
He's so sexy. He's so sexy because he's just so
I really want him on All My Children. Bring him on as Ross. I don't care. Get Robin Newman should be on All My Children. Damn it.
He said it so brilliantly. A lot of our bloggers have said it.
He's such a freaking great
actor.
Caleb
had been Ross Chandler, not the actor, but I mean, instead of being on this Caleb character that we've never heard of in the 80 years that Palmer's been around, we never heard of this person. I don't buy it, you know?
So, yeah, she has an issue with that. I don't have an issue with that so much as she does, but she does have an issue with that.
I want to see Hillary back, too.
WeLoveSoaps.net did an interview with her. See, I told you, you got to be reading my WeLoveSoaps.net. WeLoveSoaps.net.
What did they say?
Damon Jacobs doesn't know who I am. I met Damon Jacobs.
And
I don't, right? I know, but he's my Facebook friend, but I don't think he's ever listened to our podcast because I mentioned my name and he was like, oh, yeah, you're my friend. He didn't know I was the host of the Pine Valley podcast. So I don't think he knows who we are, per se. But anyway, we still love you, Damon, and we love Soaps.net.
And we'll always promote you.
And they did an interview with Miss Carmen Thomas. I have yet to read it because I haven't had a chance to.
Tell them the other story they did, The Kids Are All Right.
Yes, that's where I got the spoof for Kids Are All Right, because they are one of the few sites that actually gave All My Children props for turning around. Because you guys got to realize, this is a miracle what happened to All My Children. It really is. For a soap opera to be this horrendous and then turn it around and be this great, that is just a feat that I have not seen in all the years that I've been watching soap operas. Usually it takes a lot longer, but I've never seen a soap opera in such a bad state as All My Children was when Pratt left it. So
I had no idea how they were going to fix it.
I mean, yeah, I just, you know, so I'm amazed. I'm amazed that I'm loving all my children again. I'm amazed that I'm feeling like it's 1989 and I'm just loving it. I'm loving everything about it. I'm, you know, there definitely are things that need improvement. There definitely, but right now, for me to be able to sit through an episode, or even better, for me to get to the end of an episode and be waiting for the next episode.
Absolutely.
That is amazing.
My All My Children is back. Mm-hmm.
And let's briefly talk about the shenanigans at the Chandler Mansion, because that stuff, I'm sorry, is all juicy. I know some of you...
you don't have to be brief. So, it's delicious.
I know some of you want JR to get with Annie already, but people... it's the journey that's the fun. And right now, as long as they can keep us entertained and keep us going back and forth, I'm living for all of this. This is like reading a Jane Austen novel, the way this is playing out with the glances and the looks and the tornness.
I've never been so happy to eat my words.
Melissa Claire Egan is just a saint. She is a godsend. She is just phenomenal. Everything about her, she brings out the best in Jacob Young. Jacob Young, I'm sorry, this has been your best work, dude.
She brings out the best in you.
You are inspired, obviously, by this woman. And I got to tell you, as much as you, some of the people on the blog agree with me, Marissa's becoming much more interesting now as she's becoming more and more pathetic. They're giving her character some dimension as she's this really hot, pathetic, insecure mess. And I'm liking her like this. I also think they fixed her up a little bit. I like the hair and stuff. I like what they did with the haircut and the darkening. She looked good.
I'm sorry. I don't think she's soapy enough.
I disagree. I think she's interesting now. I'm enjoying
it. Here's the problem I have
with her. She's so insecure and so pathetic that this can go either of two ways. Neither of them are good. Either she's going to lose her mind or she's going to become a psycho biatch.
She's not attractive enough for a soap. I'm sorry. I'm saying it. There's something about her look that is not right.
I cannot believe you said that. We have gone on record saying that we'd rather watch an ugly person that can act than somebody who's beautiful that can't.
You know what it is?
I'd rather watch Marissa than Randy.
All right. On paper, Eden Regal ain't really that attractive. But her acting is so good and the character is so real and fully fleshed that the whole person becomes very attractive, very wonderful, very beautiful, just very captivating. So maybe that's not the right word. It's not attractive. It's that there's something really not captivating about Marissa at all.
I'm finding her captivating right now because I'm enjoying having Marissa feel so insecure and so damaged.
I look at her. She's always smiling through every line. And it's like, I don't know.
She's a hot mess and I'm loving her. I'm trying to think of
good examples of people who aren't necessarily attractive, but who I'm absolutely captivated by. And I think even
Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm pretty captivated by her.
See, I find her attractive though. And as a matter of fact, I got to put her on my women that I would do list. My friends always laughed at me when I was younger. They're like, you're crazy.
I'm sorry,
Whoopi Goldberg's attractive. I like a face with character.
Well,
and her face has character.
I
think she has a sexy, beautiful face. I find her a very attractive woman.
She's really brilliant for comedic actress.
But I think she's a beautiful face. I love her smile. I love her nose. I love her eyes. I think she's a very sexy
woman. I don't know.
Woman.
I've been watching her on The View a lot. She's kind of got a bit of an edge to her that kind of turns me off a little bit sometimes. But I like her politics. Well,
she's up there in age now.
All right. I got mad at her. She started harshing on breastfeeding. I got very mad.
I can't deal with The View, so.
I know. Well, President Barack Obama was on it.
I can't deal with that. What's her name? That Elizabeth.
Oh, she's horrible.
Although
I agree with her sometimes.
I don't agree with her nothing. I hate her.
Well, on some things that she are is, like, about politics.
She is a horrendous, prejudiced, ignorant. I don't like her at all. I watch her every day.
I think she's more dimensional than that, but she pisses me off so much sometimes.
So, One Night to Live.
I can't talk about it. You have to.
She's not liking One Night to Live right now.
I mean, I don't care about it.
She's not even watching it. I disagree.
I'm not watching it.
I have been enjoying One Night to Live again. I'm not going to lie. I miss my hoes. I miss my moes. I miss my crazy Skylar Joplin. And I miss my sister Rachel.
Yep.
And I'm saying sister, S-I-S-T, sister Rachel.
S-I-S-T-A.
I'm missing some, S-I-S-T-A. I'm missing some diversity.
Me too. That's why I don't watch it. I'm sick of Kelly now, and even this new woman that came on. What's her name from Guiding Light? I'm not into her.
Oh, well, I'm into her. The only problem I have, I find it hard to believe that she's Ford's mother.
Yeah, give me a break.
First of all, even if there was some remote chance, because I think Jessica is Puerto Rican in real life, and so maybe she did have him when she was like 12, if she's Puerto Rican. But the point is, girl looks good. Even if she is up there in age, she looks too hot and young to be... Come on, Ford's mother? She looks like she's still in the Ford bang, not his mother. Let alone that she had these two sons. And what is the age difference between Nate and the other one? I'm 6 months?
Really?
I mean, they're practically the same age, supposedly.
They look different ages to me.
Who? Well, no, the actors look different ages, but in the show, isn't James supposed to be about Star's age? That's why he's involved with Star, and Nate's involved with Danny. Anyway, look, I'm not hating the Ford brothers. But I'm not necessarily, if I got a choice between the Ford brothers and my hoes and my moes, I'd rather have my hoes and my moes come back. I gotta tell you, I was.
The other day?
What?
You said for the first time you don't think that Frank.
No, that Ron.
Ron Carlovati knows where he's going.
Yes, and I said this on our blog. I was telling Ashley the other day. I said, another problem that I have with the show right now is that last year and the year before when Ron C was at his height, I always felt that he knew where he was going with the show. I always felt like everything was like evolving, like one storyline would just, you know, pour out of another storyline. They would just like pile up and evolve and da-da-da-da and escalate. Like there was a plan. And I think that even when he was thrown like little loopholes, like obviously Vaginessa was not a big favorite with people. So he had to end that storyline easily. And obviously Brian Franz has ageism issues. That's why he wanted Dorian to have no love interest, so A. Martinez was written off. Even when he had to do these things that he probably didn't want to do, he did it, and it still didn't, like, affect the show. And now I feel like there are things that are really happening. Like, Marty, what is her purpose on the show? She is, like, null and void. Like, they don't use her at all. Arizona Gal says it's because she looks old and haggard.
You think?
I don't think she looks old and haggard. Look, I don't think she looks old and haggard. I mean, she has. I mean, if you're going to compare her to Cassie DePaiva, of course. I mean, Cassie DePaiva, look, you know.
I need to ask you a question.
Did you see the other day? Oh, you don't watch it no more.
I catch it in glimpses.
Wait, but did you see the other day when she decided to go to Eli's hotel room?
No.
And she was in her bra and panties with a coat on?
No.
And she...
I'm sorry,
Cassie DePaiva, you are one hot MILF. Let me tell you something. You don't look your age at all.
She's phenomenal.
She is gorgeous. That woman's breasts were fantastic.
Let me just say something because this is a perfect segue. I really wish and dream that was what I had sued in because that is sexy. Instead, one day I turned on my television.
And what you saw?
And I believe I saw something like this. Why, David? You're rather handsome. I mean, I think we should, you know, try something. Try a little getting together, if you will. Who am I? Steve was like, what? He's like, okay.
I can't.
Sure.
Look.
Did I actually see Victoria in bed with David?
Yeah.
Give me a frigging break.
Look, I'm not going to lie.
David, I'm very confused.
I'm not going
to
lie.
But I'm quite attracted to you, but I don't know what to do.
I can't, for the life of me, think what Ron C was coming up with this storyline. But I guess they had to give Erica Slazer to do. I personally don't like Erica Slazer, so of course I'm not invested in this. Yes, I love the Dorian and David part of it, but I'll be honest with you guys. When Vicky and Charlie are just in a scene by themselves, I fast forward that. I can't. I don't like. I've never liked Erica Slazer. You know who I liked? Even though I never saw her because I wasn't born yet.
Who?
Jillian Spencer, who played... She's the original Vicky. Our
Daisy.
Our Daisy was the original Vicky. Now, she must have been fierce. I would kill to see her Vicky scenes.
All right.
I'm not a big Erica Slazer fan. So, anyway. So, One Night to Live, you don't like what happened with Eli. I love it. I think it's very great soap.
I hate it.
I think it's very great soap.
I know you think it's great soap, but it's at the expense of an actual real storyline, a real guy.
I know
from
you
Blair.
Were. I said, I,
that's bullshit. And now, you know what else is the problem? Now, this Eli has to, like, for all these months, he's been acting like a normal, well-fleshed guy.
But we never knew
his brother, his evil brother, right? even behind the scenes with his brother, he had to be faking it to everybody, right?
Yeah.
So he's been normal, and now he's got to do that bullshit, dastardly comic book thing.
I disagree
with you.
Where
he has evil eyebrows every other scene. Bullshit, stupid, I hate it.
I disagree with you. You know why I disagree with you?
How do you disagree with me on that?
Because Ron T was very smart. We never really found out about Eli.
Bullshit, that's not true.
Let me finish.
Ron T doesn't know where he's going, and you said it, and this is a thing that he threw in because he's got to get rid of Eli.
I disagree with you.
I think
this part, I think he knew from the get-go.
Bullshit, I'm going to call it shit.
Can I finish my thought?
We love Soapsnet. I want to know if that's true.
Can I finish my thought?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why I think that this is something that was planned out. One, because if they were really invested in Eli and Blair, Eli would have been put on contract. He's never been put on contract. Why? Because they knew where they were going with this. Second of all we know of Eli is Eli's relationship with Blair. We have never found out, just like what David told Blair this week, what do you really know about this guy? What do we as the audience really know about him? We don't know anything. We know that he came to town and he pretended that Ross was just a client when Ross was really his brother. So that right there shows that he's not the most honest of person. And his brother's a psychopath. So right there, you got to wonder, does the apple fall far from the tree? So yes, I do buy this. Am I going to miss Eli and Blair? Yes. But I think this is good soap and I'm enjoying it.
Ugh.
What I'm not enjoying?
He knocked out Rex. What was that bullshit?
And that was JP's best acting work ever.
Oh,
that whole episode where he was knocked out.
I could have watched.
And he was, that was my favorite. JP, you gave a brilliant. You gave a brilliant performance that episode.
Why does Eli always have to play the dastardly evil dude? The guy's such a good actor. He always gets typecast as bullshit.
Because he's making tons of money doing those Optimum Online commercials here in New York. He is making muku money. He don't need to be on a soap opera.
He also does Old Navy. Old Navy.
He is set for life with those commercials. He's set for life. He's making so much money. Anyway.
You know what else I hate?
What?
I hate the whole Fadley's pregnant. What's her name? Jessica's pregnant.
I'm not gonna lie.
Dad. I don't give a shit about Kelly. I don't give a shit about
Kelly
Gigi.
I hate Gigi. Oh, I hate Gigi.
Rex. Gigi's hair looks so much worse. Oh my gosh, she's blonde.
She is like the most horrendous actress. She is so horrendous. I don't know how her and JP still have jobs. They are so awful. And poor Gina Tognani, I feel so bad for her as Kelly, because these writers, this is where I believe Ron C is being forced. It's like, this is my problem. Like you love to say, on paper is a good idea. You're bringing back the original actress. She won 2 Emmys on Guiding Light. She's popular. But if you don't have a storyline, if you don't have a real reason for this person coming back on the canvas, don't bring them back. And this is why I'm upset about General Hospital bringing back Brenda Varett and Vanessa Marcio. And I know a lot of you are going to hate me because everybody loves their Brenda. I like Brenda and I like Vanessa. But you know what? She's an actress and a character. It's not a religion, people. She's not a religion. I mean, the way these people love their Brenda, I personally don't see a reason for her being back on the canvas. All her love interests, good. Oh, I love it. Is that for real?
Yeah, for real.
She just got a text. Tell them what it says.
Ellen DeGeneres out at Idol.
Thank God. Anyway, I love you, Ellen, but that was not a good fit.
Nope.
Anyway, getting...
Nigel Lithgow is cleaning out.
Good.
Yeah, he needs to, for sure. And he's bringing back Paula here. Seriously.
Yeah, they need to. Yeah. They really need to.
Go ahead.
All right, so what was I saying?
Some bullshit.
Oh, about Brenda. Like, all her men have moved on. And not only have they moved on, but they've had greater loves. I mean, I personally think Carly was better suited for Sunny than Brenda. Carly and Sunny had a very tumultuous relationship. They have a kid together. There's so much history there. Jax has moved on with many women. You know what I mean? Like, what is Brenda's ties to that town? I think the money would have been better invested to bring Jeannie. Yeah, I know. They think the rating is going to pop up.
I think
they will. I'm sure they will. But Jeannie Francis, bringing back Laura as Jeannie Francis would make more sense.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
She has her 3 children on the canvas. She has tons of grandchildren. Luke's the love of her life. There's so much more possibilities bringing back Laura than Brenda.
You're absolutely right.
I don't know.
How did the whole thing go with Franco?
Oh,
it was bad?
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, guys. What is his real name?
James Franco.
Yeah, he just is not. He's so overrated as an actor.
No. That's not the problem. This is the problem. He's an excellent actor for film. I don't know about stage. He has the luxury of time to really craft, really have an idea.
Yeah.
He didn't have ideas. He didn't bring any ideas to the table.
He had
no character ideas.
I gotta be honest.
You have to have character ideas.
I have only seen one teen movie that he did. I've never seen anything else.
Well, the problem is you didn't see Milk. He was fantastic in Milk. He was fantastic. And he was on SNL, and he did a great freaking job. He's a good actor.
He was funny on 30 Rock.
He was funny on 30 Rock. He's a great freaking actor who
took
it for granted.
But I feel like he plays himself. Every time I see him, it seems like he's playing himself,
though. He doesn't know. He hasn't cracked the code. You have to bring an idea to the table for your character.
And I got to tell you something. You picked the worst soap to go on because whatever General Hospital may be in whatever state they are with their writers, that cast is phenomenal. That is one of the strongest casts of actors on daytime. So if you're coming on that show, you better have your shit together.
Oh, I love it.
You really got to get your shit together. Because let me tell you something, those people are freaking it out every day. General Hospital is on a roll right now. I got to tell you, I mean, it's still very with the guns and the villains and the gangsters and stuff.
It's forgivable.
But When I'm seeing powerful acting like Maurice Bernard is giving, when I'm seeing Nancy Grand giving some powerful acting,
and those kids, that girl
that plays their daughter.
Astounding!
Phenomenal work. I'm sorry. That's all that I care about. I mean, the writing right now, on a psychological level, the fact that they're taking the time to really show what kind of impact this man and his violent career has left on his children. And they're writing it from a, and taking it from a very, they had this scene the other day where Alexis, because I don't know if you found out this, but the kid that Alexis ran over, the guy that was beating up Christina, his father, wanted revenge. He went ballistic and he went shooting in the hospital. He tried to kill Christina with a gun.
I believe it.
And it was totally,
that's a believable motivation.
It was very Grey's Anatomy.
I don't like that actor though.
It was very Grey's Anatomy. But I loved it.
No, not Grey's Anatomy. ER. Thank you very much.
I know my sister told me that. I never saw ER.
Thank you.
But anyway, but I still bought it. I loved it. You know why? Because this is a father who is grieving.
No, that makes sense. And I didn't love the actor, but that's the storyline that makes a lot
of
sense.
And when Sonny told Alexis, Nancy Lee Grand, she was so brilliant. And you know what she told Sonny? She goes, all these years, I kept her away from you because I felt that she would get into trouble in the violence. And look at that. She got into it because of me. She goes, I approved of him dating her. I said he's a good guy. Go and date her. And the agony that this woman felt as a mother, feeling that she let her daughter die.
She was
brilliant. Her and Maurice Bernard had. See, and when I see scenes with her and Maurice Bernard, I want Sonny and Alexis to try to get back together. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when Sonny and Alexis first held up, they had some hot chemistry. Why do we need Brenda back? Mm-hmm. We don't need Brenda back. Mm-hmm. And the way they're tooting her all over the place with these commercials and 21 days to Brenda coming back, for me, that's a turnoff. I'm sorry. You're turning me off.
Yeah, but you're not the average viewer.
No, I know. They love her. They love their Brenda.
Well, I'm going to tell you, can I bring it back to All My Children for a second?
Yeah.
I'm actually really appreciating, with Lorraine's return, her crew, whoever the new crew is, the return to reality.
Oh, you know whose names I noticed in the writing credits?
Who?
James and Barbara are back on as writers.
Are you effing kidding me?
You haven't noticed that?
I haven't noticed. I kept
rewinding because I was like, am I? I kept rewinding. I'm like, am I right? Reading that right? I was like, whoa, their names are on there. They're back on writing.
See, I like their writing in terms of the reality part of it. I think they missed the boat on a couple of stories.
Yeah, yeah. But can I finish my thought?
Yeah. I just want to say that, like, okay, so we found out on Thursday's episode that Angie is pregnant.
Yes.
And what I loved is she had an actual sit down with an actual specialist, mm-hmm. and he said to her, he didn't say, you're pregnant, your blood work came back and you're pregnant. He said to her that her HCG levels were abnormally high, and he said that they were 425. Now, I went through, people, you don't know this, but I went through a lot of issues with my own stuff, so I know all about that stuff. Mm-hmm. And when he said 425, I said, oh, that's a, I was like, my first pregnancy test, my first blood test, I was like 6-something, and I had twins. So 425 is pretty healthy and pretty high for the first blood test, if that makes sense. And then they said that's her, and then she was so happy. And then the doctor was like, "Well, of course, you know, we will have to keep you monitored because with this, with your pregnancy and the infection, and your advanced age, there are going to be some risks." And
advanced age.
Absolutely. And first of all, Angie was beautiful in that scene. She mm-hmm. she waited because she was so happy, and I almost thought like she thought maybe she didn't have the disease. Maybe she was pregnant and that was causing all this problem. But then when the doctor said that, her face fell and the joy fell. And I really loved the reality of that scene, because that would not have happened
in crack days or
in the trash days. No way.
Yeah.
You know, no way. And so it's like, that's so exciting for me. And I think maybe that's why some people are saying it's unwatchable, because you said to me, and you said it brilliantly, that that's sort of like the old style slow pace of soaps. Like, that's real soap pacing.
Yeah.
Like that sort of slice of life moments.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I do too. And I gotta tell you, the reason that I'm realizing now how much I miss that is because I've been watching my Ryan's Hope.
Yeah.
We just went through a phenomenal storyline where this storyline has been building up. Let me tell you, just real quick. This storyline has been building up for a year. And this is how I remember good soaps being. You would plot this thing out, build a storyline up with twists and turns to the big payoff. And I was on this soap opera is 30 years old, people. And I was on the edge of my damn seat mm-hmm. waiting for the big reveal. And when it happened, Clayla, because again, I don't know this part of the story, so I didn't know what was going on or what was going to happen. Clayla Bine is a godsend. She is brilliant. The way her mind thinks, the way that she writes her characters. And I was telling Ashley that I'm not knocking Ron C, because I do think that Ron C is a great writer. And I love the 2 years. But the thing about One Night to Live, the one thing that always kind of irked me was, yes, the scenes were short and he never sacrificed on character. And I guess for this day and age with people having attention deficit disorder, you need to write like that, where it's a faster pace and stuff. And I always gave him credit for being able to write faster and shorter scenes and still tell a story and still give us characterization.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me personally, I like the longer scenes. I like the scenes where it's not 2 seconds and you clip to something else and then come back. And that's the thing that I'm really loving about All My Children right now.
I'm liking these scenes. That's why it feels like the old time, right?
Yeah, we didn't talk about this, but one of my favorite scenes a couple of weeks ago came out of nowhere was when Kobe was upset about Damon, and of all people, Annie came into her room and gave her advice. And it was good advice. It was good advice.
You're not going to let a man.
Yeah, don't do like I did. And it was such a brilliant, and see, and that's something that I think Clayla Bine would have done. Yeah. I was like, to have these two characters that have been at odds, and all of a sudden she's giving her advice. That was brilliant. Yeah. And I'm liking the fact that Angie's having a baby. You know what? One of the things I loved about Kim Simmons,
I don't think she's going to have it.
I hope so. I would love for her just. I don't say that.
Listen, I just talked to a girlfriend at 38. She has had 3 kids. Her last kid was born like 6-7 years ago when she was in her early 30s. She got pregnant accidentally with an IUD, and in 10 weeks, she lost it.
I don't want to think that. I'm hoping
she wasn't sad about it because she wasn't prepared to have another kid. She had three already.
Look, I would love for her just to have
a baby. But the reality is that a woman, and I also have a best friend who at 42, she got pregnant. She was really happy because she was a single woman. She was actually like, this is a blessing, you know, like maybe I should just do this alone. And I was going to help her. I'm like, we're going to help you. You're going to do this. I'm going to get you milk. If you need milk, I'm going to go get you milk. You know, we're going to go to the store for you. We're going to shop for you. We're going to do this. And, you know, I'm going to cry. But at like week 6 or 7, she lost it. She's older. Women's bodies don't work the way they do when they're young. And for Angie to have this baby, even how old is she on the show?
On the show,
48 maybe.
Let's figure this out. She was a teenager when she started, which was like 82.
Mm-hmm.
So you say like she was what, 16, 17?
Yeah, minimum.
And that's like 30, so like 46, 47.
That's the point, Papi.
Yeah,
but there's no way possible.
On Guiding Light. On Guiding Light, Reva was 140 when she was in the show. And she had cancer and got pregnant. So if Reva can do it, Angie, you can do it too, baby. I'm rooting for you.
I think the other thing, like I've said a million times, Downs baby, please.
I would go with that. That would be realistic.
Downs baby.
That would be realistic. I would love that. I love when you choose the reality of the situation, people. I love that in a story.
Absolutely.
It's one of the reasons that I'm loving Ryan's Hope right now, because everything is so real. The things that happen to these people and the way... And you know what I love about Ryan's Hope, too? The kids are used as kids. They're not props. They're not something that's an inconvenience. Yes. Clayla Bine actually uses these children. Yeah.
they use the children within the storyline. I think that's the thing that all my children need to do too. It's like, I'm tired of these kids being like an anchor, like something that you have to like have them be invested in the storyline. They had this great on Ryan's Hope. They had this great storyline where little Jono, Frank's son, was upset because Frank wasn't going to marry Jill. He was going to marry Faith, and he spent months plotting little situations to get Frank and Jill together again and throwing tantrums.
Love it.
And it was a great storyline because you say, and he, you know what he told his parents? He goes, he's like, what worries me more is not the fact that he's coming up with these things, but that he's coming up with them. He's playing it out. He goes, he's acting like his mother because Delia's his mother, Delia the psycho.
Ah,
so it's like, yes. So you were seeing this little boy, Jono, taking after his mother.
Fantastic.
And he's like six. And I would love for these cat kids to be used. If you're going to have them, use them in a productive way to advance the storyline.
We had a glimpse of that with Kathy for like a minute. When she hated Crystal.
Yeah, but that was dropped.
Died.
And I don't like this Kathy.
Be nice to the children.
I don't like her. All
right, fine. Be nice to the children. All right.
So we talked about One Life. We talked about General. You know what I would love for the Daytime Emmys next year?
What?
Best Actress. Debbie Morgan.
Yes.
Versus Florencia Lozano.
Ooh,
versus
one.
Laura Wright.
Laura Wright.
Carly on General Hospital.
Yeah. Oh.
That would be a real race for the Emmy.
That would be not even a real race. It would literally be a real race.
Because
right now it's a sham.
For me, all three of them are giving. Well, I mean, Florencia won't get nominated because she's Latin. I'm saying it. It's true.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, please. They made a comment about the fact that there was no color in this year's Nighttime Emmys. Nobody was nominated. But then you look at it.
There's no color when you watch it.
That's why it's important, people, for you to tune into J.J. Abrams' new show on NBC called Undercovers about a husband and wife spy team.
Can I tell
both
you, though?
Both leads are black.
Do you know why that was created? Because NBC has been blasted year after year for being the least diverse network.
I disagree, though. I think CBS is less diverse.
I think it might be true.
No, you know what?
Statistically, it's
true. CBS has, you know what? All those CSI shows, they do have people of color.
So that's the problem.
Supporting people.
It's like,
so I guess NBC did. No, it is pathetic. But you know what? It's a bold move on NBC's part.
It's harder than in New York. You know why?
Why?
Because you see, this is such a, you know, diverse city.
Yeah.
That it almost ruins TV for you. If you were to sit on Subway, people, any of y'all that don't live or work in New York, if you were to sit on a Subway and take a look around you, you would be astounded at the plethora of different kinds of faces you would see. And then if you were to cast a Subway train on TV, it would look nothing like the reality.
All right. I'm going to agree with you to an extent. Look. When it's a show like Desperate Housewives that takes place in suburbia and Wisteria Lane, I expect everybody to be white. But when it's a show like Friends that takes place in the heart of New York City and everybody's white, even all the people that that's why I never liked Friends.
My God.
Because I found it unrealistic. It was like, you're going to tell me that none of you know.
Really?
You think none of you know anybody of color? Nobody of color comes in that coffee shop? I mean, and then when they do introduce
the park, and then there's no black people, no Puerto Ricans.
What kills me is that then when they do introduce a black person, like Aisha Tyler, that Ross was dating her, it was an issue. It was a big deal. Oh, he's dating a black girl. It's like, what year is this? What year? You're so stupid.
She wrote a song about it that she ain't black.
I know, but listen,
she's the whitest black woman in America.
I know she is. I don't like her. I don't think she's talented
at all.
She's
not that funny.
I don't think she's funny, and I think she's a horrible actress. But anyway, my point is that's the reason I never liked Friends. I just couldn't get into it. I found it so stupid that they're in New York and they don't have any friends of color or even work with people of color. And then it's a big deal when your friend. I mean, do you know how many people date outside their race here in New York? I mean, it's ridiculous. This isn't some, like, redneck little small town where it's like, oh, my God, he's dating a black girl.
I have about 5 minutes of battery and five minutes of time left. And
Mad Men, fabulous.
I need to get into Mad Men.
Mad Men was fabulous. I loved it.
I was a little mixed on it, but then you clarified some stuff for me.
What?
I was mixed on it because I thought the pacing was off. I thought the energy was off. It was very weird. And then you clarified that this is a different place. And that you said that the writer was very smart. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
That the writer was very smart to make this feel so different because it really
is. It's different. Their situation's different. They're no longer in the same office. Their roles have changed.
They're not quite buttoned up. They don't have a conference table.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
And Don is more the figurehead. He's more the leader.
But in the beginning of the episode, he was really running away from it. He wasn't embracing it. He gave this interview in which he was a total dick.
Yeah, but that's his character. I mean, he keeps everything a secret. He doesn't like everybody knowing
him.
But Peggy
set his ass straight in the end.
Yeah.
She said, "We all came here because of you, you dick."
Yeah.
She didn't say dick, but that's basically what she said. And after that, he took an interview with the Wall Street Journal, and he turned it up 1,000. He turned it up to 11.
Yeah.
It was great. There was one scene where he was with a prostitute.
Oh, yeah. I got into that scene.
And he's like, "Just do it." And she's like, "Shut up. I know what you want me to do." And she slaps him.
Yeah, that was hot.
And he looks at her and he slaps him again. I thought it was weird. Carlos and I looked at each other and were like, "Oh, that's weird. So weird."
You never got into a little slap and tickle?
In the face? She slapped him in the face hard.
Yeah.
You're scaring me. I can't see bad things.
But no, I don't get slapped, but if it's going to turn my partner on, I'll slap him.
Oh my God. I can't talk about this. You don't want
a little slap and tickle. That stupid ass show. Don't get me.
I'm pissed.
The only reality show that I'm concerned with is tonight's season premiere of Jersey Shore. My GTL's back, baby. Fist bump. I love my Guido.
One episode.
Oh my God. It's fabulous. I live.
Can I ask you a question? You get really mad. You live in Harlem and you get really mad.
I don't live in Harlem.
I'm not in Harlem.
Are you crazy?
You were in Harlem today, weren't you?
Oh God, I was in Harlem.
That's it. I'm sorry. You were in Harlem today and you live in the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
You were in Harlem today and you were really annoyed by all the people that were being loud and obnoxious and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you watch that show? Those people are so loud and obnoxious.
But they're funny.
I'm not funny.
They're funny. Look, you cannot write material like that.
President Obama claimed he did not know who Snooki was.
Huh?
President Obama claimed on The View that
Obama's lying. He knows he watches Jersey Shore. He knows he's going to be in the Lincoln Room right now tuning into Jersey Shore when it premieres in 5 minutes. Don't lie, Obama.
All right, fine.
You know you got your GTL going, baby.
We didn't talk about Boston Meb.
Oh, my God. I can't even deal with Boston
Meb. People just watch Boston Meb. It's the best thing going on television.
Put your lights on, girl.
Stop it. He is definitely gay.
Oh, and he's definitely hot. I love the glasses.
Smoking, though.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like.
I don't like smoking either.
But those glasses are a big swing factor for me. I love glasses on a man.
On that note.
What?
A big swing factor.
Swing!
If you want to write us, what else you got to say?
I hate Kristen Stewart.
Who's that?
Denise Vassy, I have to break it to you. You're no longer the actress that I hate the most. There are three others that surpass you.
Oh, who's Kristen Stewart?
Well, Kristen Stewart's that hideous actress that plays in those vampire movies, Twilight.
Oh my! Do you want to know something?
Wait, did you ever see
it? She's like the 20th richest person in Hollywood.
I know, but do you want to know something?
I hate her. She's ridiculously bad.
Let me tell you something. I saw the first one when it came out, and I was like, whatever. It was it didn't do anything. Blah, blah, blah. The second one came out. It gets worse. The second one came out. I didn't bother seeing it. This third one came out. They got good reviews. I told my sister, "Well, if I'm gonna go see the third one with you, let's see the second one." So we got the second one on demand. She had already seen it. I would have rather watched Paint Dry. The second movie is all about her character. Oh. It's all about her. The vampires, they get paid so much money to come back, and the vampires are like in 10 minutes of the movie altogether.
Oh.
It's all about her finding out that he's a werewolf, the other guy. And she had to give... No, Ashley, I'm going to tell you.
No.
You don't know what I endured watching this movie, this 2-hour and 30-minute movie. Her performance, the fact that this girl has a career is... It boggles my mind how actually anybody would cast this girl in a movie after seeing that hideous, bland, horrible performance.
She has nothing. Let me tell you something.
She has the personality of horse dung. Ugh. That's how bad she was. Ugh. And she was a tiny bit better in the third one, but I'm still infuriated that this actress.
Smoke. Oh, she doesn't smoke in the
And she
like this.
And then really what well makes liked. It even what makes it even
she
worse is that then she whines about, "Oh my God, I'm a celebrity. Oh my God, their paparazzi won't bother me. It's such an annoyance. Oh my God, it's like being raped." She actually said that. She actually compared the paparazzi.
That's a second word.
Did you know that?
What?
She actually compared being chased by the paparazzi to being raped.
No,
what
she didn't.
An
no,
ignorant!
She didn't.
Yes,
no,
she did.
She didn't.
Oh, she
I don't
did.
Want to talk about her
she
anymore.
Did.
I swear to God,
you
that's
are an
disgusting.
Ignorant. I gotta say this. You are an ignorant, stupid. Like, you don't know. You should be working the Dairy Queen. You should never work again. You know, you there are people that are starving.
She has to apologize for that,
there are
though.
People, she did supposedly did some kind of attraction, but I don't care how young you are. It was a stupid comment.
Yeah, and then
you don't know
her.
By a paparazzi taking a picture of you, how is that violating the same way a human being is sexually violated? So compare it to being sexually violated, you stupid idiot.
I know, if disgusting.
I would see you in the street, I'd spit on you. That's how much I don't like you. You're a horrible human. You whine. There are people that are starving around the world. There are people that don't have those.
Absolutely.
You're lucky and fortunate. If you never wanted to do another movie, you can retire right now and live the rest of your life and be happy. I don't want to hear you whine. Oh my God, I gotta kiss Robert Pattinson. Oh my God, I gotta lick Taylor Lautner's 12-pack. Oh, you know what? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you just want girls. I think she's a big lesbian.
Good. If she is, that's fine.
I think she should come out. I think she's a lesbian.
I think she would actually be more interesting if she came out.
I think so too. I think I like her. She was a lesbian.
I can't talk about her. She's disgusting.
I can't stand her. So Denise Vasey, you're no longer, like, she's my most hated. Then comes the girl from Vampire Diaries, the lead there. I can't stand her. She's a horrible actress. Then comes the girl from Pretty Little Liars. She's horrible. And then Farrah Fath. You know what? I'm sorry. Farrah Fath is second. She comes right after Kristen Stewart now. Mm. After the performance she gave on One Life to Live this week. So Denise Vasey, you're number five now.
I would have to add Nunu Colby. I'm sorry. Ow! Nunu Colby.
Leave her alone. She can act and she's good.
She can't cry. She couldn't pull it out.
I don't care. I'm enjoying her performance.
She wasn't that good. Come on. Damon is so good compared to her. He's so full-fledged.
You just love your Damon.
I do. I'm sorry. A day without Damon is a day without sunshine.
You just want to be Mrs. Robinson.
Absolutely. I will not lie.
I love Eliza said that. He goes... Who?
That
was good writing. I'm loving my own children again, and it makes me so happy.
I would get weak in the knees if I saw him in real person. I swear to God, I would.
Oh, okay.
If I saw him in person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wouldn't you? There's no celebrity that if you walked into the room and they were there, you get weak in the knees.
There's tons of celebrities that. That I do that for.
Well, he's bad for me. He is.
Yeah, I don't.
And Josh Duhamel.
Thank God we got different tastes. Because I don't feel that way about Josh either. I can see why you feel that way. I think Josh is he just doesn't do it for me. He don't get my motor running.
Damon gets my motor running.
He don't get my motor. I love him. I think he's great, but he don't get my motor running either. You know who gets my motor running on all my children?
Who?
Scott.
That's right. He's excellent.
Ooh, Adam Mayfield, I love you.
Well, we love all my children right now. Please, people, come on.
Come and support.
Support. Most of the people are.
And support the Jordan Hudson Toronto Fund.
Maybe the PayPal. Maybe show up at a PayPal.
My goal is to try to get to Toronto before December.
You should see him right now. He's in this little charcoal gray tank top. His arms are all smooth and buff. He just got done with Pilates class.
Oh, my God. Joelle killed me. I live for Joelle. Joelle and David Barton. If you're in New York City and you want a good Pilates instructor, go to Joelle Bedford, David Barton Gym.
Jordan was telling me that he ate too much Puerto Rican corned beef.
Oh, my God. My dad made rice and beans and corned beef for lunch. And he was just throwing it on my plate. Oh, but wait. There's a reason I have to go to Canada. I just caught up on the Tudors, and there's this actor at Torrance, I forgot the last name, Coombs or something.
Okay.
Who's new, he's Canadian. Oh my God, I want to marry, he's straight though, I'm sure he's straight. But if that's the kind of men they have in Canada.
I'm about to tell you to get the f*** out of the car.
If that's the men they have in Canada, girl, I need to get my ass to Canada. Help Jordan get to Canada.
Set up the PayPal account. If you want to write us, email us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. Once in a blue moon, I Twitter. So you can Twitter me, PV Podcast. Mostly we do Facebook. Facebook is fun. Jordan Hudson has a page. Ashley Mendoza has a page. And the Pine Valley Podcast has a fan page on Facebook. We've got some friends we want you to support. We love soaps.net. You got to support them. DaytimeConfidential.com. Got to support them. Got to support our main man, Nelson Bronco, even when he's wrong. Dead wrong. TV Guide Canada. Sludge Report. And then you also...
Go ahead. I can look while you're talking.
And then you have to support Super Poster of the Year. He's got a Facebook page. He's the All My Children fan page. Super Poster of the Year. So go support him. He's fantastic. He's also got some spoilers. I think he still writes for DaytimeConfidential.com.
Yes. Support Hot in Cleveland with Betty White. That show's hysterical.
I have not seen it yet.
You're missing. Oh my God.
I got
DVR. Susan Lucci's going to be on it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Susan, because one of the characters is an ex soap star.
That's great.
Wendy Mackle's character. I can't believe you know what? That's one of the hottest shows of the summer.
All right. Jordan's going to get the F out of my car, and I'm going to get my ass home in bed. We love you and adore you, and thank you so much for being with us. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
I know, you don't know what to think. I don't blame you.
I know what to think.
He's just lost. I don't know. He's not hopeless.
Yeah,
but
I know, but he's got issues. He's a bucket full. Lord knows he certainly turned lying into an art form. But you... you put him to shame.
What?
I forgot how good you are at it.
I'm sorry, good at what?
Bending the truth. I don't know why I'm surprised. I mean, you've been doing it since you were a teenager.
Are you telling me that you don't believe me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that I think for once, my son told the truth. And you stood there, and you lied to your teeth, just so you could set him up.